Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How Things Are Made: A Journey Through the Hidden World of Manufacturing by Tim Minchell is a nonfiction book about the systems, people, and infrastructures behind everyday products. Written for a general audience, it explains manufacturing as a broad transformation process that connects design, production, logistics, and delivery. Rather than treating factories as isolated sites, the book shows how modern life depends on global supply chains, shipping networks, local distribution, and skilled labor. Its purpose is to make manufacturing visible again and to show why it matters for economic resilience, innovation, and environmental responsibility. The book also examines why highly optimized production systems can become fragile and harmful when efficiency is pursued at the expense of adaptability. At the same time, it points to practical ways manufacturing can become more sustainable through circular economy ideas, digital tools, and better design choices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, manufacturing as the hidden system behind ordinary life. A core idea in the book is that manufacturing is everywhere, even when it is rarely noticed. Minchell uses familiar goods such as clothing, phones, food, and household items to show that almost everything people use has passed through a complex chain of design, production, transport, and retail. This matters because the book challenges the common assumption that modern economies are mainly service-based or post-industrial. Instead, it argues that manufactured goods still form the material foundation of daily life. By making the invisible visible, the book helps readers understand that consumer convenience depends on a large and carefully coordinated industrial system. This perspective also changes how one thinks about value products do not simply appear on shelves, but are the result of many specialized activities, each with its own costs, risks, and constraints. The book's explanatory strength lies in connecting ordinary objects to the larger economy that makes them possible. Secondly, a broad definition of making that includes factories, services, and skilled work. Minchell does not limit manufacturing to assembly lines or large factories. He presents it as any organized process that transforms inputs into outputs through people, process, and ingenuity. This broader definition allows him to place small job shops, mega factories, hospitals, and even other service systems within one conceptual framework. That move is important because it breaks down the narrow stereotype that manufacturing is only about repetitive labor or old industrial machinery. Instead, the book emphasizes the variety of skills involved, from engineering and quality control to logistics and product design. It also shows why manufacturing remains a source of skilled employment and regional economic strength. By framing production this way, Minchell makes a case that making things is not a relic of the past, but a continuing source of problem-solving, coordination, and technical competence. The result is a more modern and inclusive understanding of what counts as manufacturing and why it still matters. Thirdly, why efficiency has made supply chains powerful but fragile. Another major theme is the tension between efficiency and resilience. The book explains that global manufacturing has become highly specialized and finely tuned, which helps lower costs and increase speed, but also makes systems vulnerable to shocks. Events such as shipping delays, shortages, and disruptions in international logistics reveal how little slack many supply chains contain. Minchell uses this fragility to question the assumption that the leanest system is always the best one. His argument is not that globalization should be abandoned, but that dependence on stretched, tightly coupled networks creates hidden risks for companies and societies alike. This analysis is practical because it shows how a single disruption can cascade through multiple sectors. It also encourages readers to think about resilience as a design principle rather than an emergency response. In that sense, the book offers a clear lesson: manufacturing systems need buffers, flexibility, and redundancy if they are to serve public needs reliably over time. Fourthly, sustainable manufacturing as a design and systems problem. Sustainability is central to the book, but it is treated as a manufacturing challenge rather than a slogan. Minchell shows that the environmental impact of products is shaped long before consumers use them, beginning with material choices, process design, energy use, and distribution methods. This is why he discusses approaches such as circular economy thinking, product as a service models, digital twins, and data-driven efficiency. These ideas matter because they shift attention from simple consumption choices to the structure of production itself. The book suggests that if manufacturers design products to last longer, repair more easily, or re-enter production cycles, the environmental burden can be reduced without giving up the benefits of industrial life. At the same time, the author remains cautious about overly ambitious claims, treating ideas such as net positive manufacturing as promising but not yet general solutions. This balanced treatment strengthens the book because it avoids both despair and easy optimism. Sustainability here is presented as a long-term engineering and organizational task. Lastly, a skeptical view of hype, with incremental change as the real pattern. The book is notably skeptical about dramatic stories of industrial transformation, especially the idea that manufacturing is being reshaped overnight by a fourth industrial revolution. Minshull argues that real change in manufacturing is usually uneven, incremental, and constrained by legacy systems, regulation, capital costs, and practical limitations. This perspective is valuable because it resists technology buzzwords and forces readers to look at how adoption actually happens on the ground. New tools such as automation, sensors, and digital modeling may be important, but they do not instantly remake the sector. Instead, they are absorbed gradually into existing production environments. That sober view also affects the book's treatment of change more broadly. Better manufacturing will not emerge from slogans alone, but from steady improvements in design, management, and policy. Some reviewers note that the book leans more toward market-based solutions than political ones, which is a useful limitation to recognize. Even so, its realism about industrial change gives it credibility and keeps the analysis grounded in how manufacturing really works. In conclusion, How Things Are Made is best suited for general readers, students, policy-minded professionals, engineers, and anyone curious about where products come from and why industrial systems matter. It is especially useful for readers who want an accessible introduction to manufacturing without jargon, because the book explains complex supply chains and production decisions in clear, everyday language. Its practical benefit is that it changes how readers interpret consumer goods, exposing the hidden costs, vulnerabilities, and dependencies built into modern life. Its intellectual value is equally strong. It reframes manufacturing as a living system tied to resilience, innovation, labor, and sustainability rather than as a dated symbol of old industry. Compared with many business or technology books, it stands out for its unusual combination of breadth, clarity, and caution. Minshull does not present manufacturing as either a crisis to escape or a miracle to celebrate. He presents it as an essential system that needs to be improved thoughtfully. That balance, along with its lively examples and broad relevance, makes it more distinctive than more narrowly technical or more ideological books in the same category. If you would like to support Tim Minshull, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.